Welcome to this edition of China Lifestyle Journeys, the series that brings you chats, discussions, and insights on all aspects of Chinese living. We will cover festivals, food, traditions, customs, and much, much more. I'm your host, Jocelyn.
And I'm Matt, just an English guy with lots of questions.
So, Matt, what's your big question today?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of China Lifestyle Journeys. Today, we're delving into the fascinating topic of guanxi, or as we say in English, personal relationships in Chinese culture. So, personal relationships hold significant importance in Chinese society, but I think that this is also an important part of many cultures. So let's explore the differences. So first of all, Jocelyn, I think we should start with an example.
Yeah, sure, Matt. Let's create an example with a fictional story rather than using a real life example. So imagine a character, a Chinese business person named Li, and his colleague Zhang. Li and Zhang have been working together for several years and have developed a strong guanxi, and they often go out for meals together, exchange small gifts on special occasions, and help each other out whenever needed. This personal relationship goes beyond just business interactions and creates a sense of trust and mutual support between them. For instance, if Li needs a favor or an introduction to someone, Zhang would be more likely to assist him because of their established guanxi. It's a friendship that extends beyond the workplace and enhances their professional collaboration.
I'm not sure if I get it. It sounds like they are workmates. They get on well with each other. And when they need a favor, they help each other out, just like most people do in this situation. To me, this sounds like just any kind of normal relationship between colleagues. I can imagine this happening in my country. So what am I missing here?
Okay, let me give a different example using our two characters, Li and Zhang. Let's say that Li is getting married and needs to hire a restaurant for the wedding party. Zhang's uncle owns a fancy restaurant in the neighborhood, and Zhang says, "I will ask my uncle if he can give you a good deal on the wedding party." Zhang's uncle agrees, and Li can hire out the restaurant for a very good price, and Zhang's uncle will even give some free drinks and snacks on the table. Li is very happy. He accepts this offer, and Zhang has done him a big favor. Li knows this, and Zhang knows this, and it is stored in their hats. So imagine it like a football score. Zhang 1, Li 0. Zhang is owed a favor. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because Zhang can call in that owed favor anytime he wants. Next week, next month, and even next year. It will not be forgotten.
Okay, so it's similar to the English expression, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. So when Zhang gets married, he can ask Li to help with the restaurant arrangements for his wedding. Is that how it works?
Well, yes, that's possible. But Zhang is on the favor of a similar social value. It could be something completely unrelated to weddings. So let's say Li's sister has a very important university examination coming up. She needs some guidance with her studies. Zhang's sister is a teacher. Li asks Zhang, "And can your sister help my sister with her exam?" Zhang is obliged to say yes, okay?
Okay, so Li asks Zhang to repay the favor, and Zhang cannot refuse. But what happens if Li asks Zhang to lend him $1 million or something like that?
Well, that's it. You've kind of found the true meaning of guanxi here. That's an understanding that the favors exchanged should be within a reasonable and appropriate range, equal in size to the favor owned. Asking for $1 million would likely be considered beyond the scope of the Guanxi relationship between Li and Zhang. It's important to note that Guanxi operates within certain boundaries and is based on trust and balance. Asking for such a large sum of money would likely put a strain on the relationship and go against the principles of Guanxi. It's more common for these favors to be related to personal or professional support, advice, introductions, or small-scale assistance. So it's about maintaining a harmonious and balanced relationship rather than exploiting or imposing on the other person.
Okay, so let me see if I've got it. Let's say you wrote a book about English culture and you wanted me to write a recommendation in the preface. I agree to do it. I write it for you. And then you owe me a favour. And we both know it. And then about 1 month later, I mention that I need to find a publisher for, let's say, my book. Imagine I wrote a book on Chinese culture. And you say you have a publisher friend. And then you invite us both out to lunch so that we can have a formal introduction. You can introduce me to your publisher friend. And then you have repaid the favour. I think that's it, yeah.
Oh, I think that's a great example, Matt. You've got a better understanding of Guanxi now. In your example, the exchange of favors and support is a perfect illustration of how Guanxi works. By writing a recommendation for my book, you do me a favor. And when you need assistance with finding a publisher, I leverage my personal connections to introduce you to my publisher friend. And these kind of exchange strengthens our Guanxi and shows the importance of maintaining a harmonious relationship based on trust and mutual support. People rely on personal networks to navigate various aspects of life, whether it's professional opportunities, social connections, or even personal matters. Chinese people understand the value of Guanxi and use it to build a better society by fostering cooperation, collaboration, and a sense of interconnectedness. So it's a cultural practice that reflects the deep-rooted values of mutual benefit and reciprocity. Well, that's it for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening. We hope to see you again next time. Until then, goodbye. Stay wise.